Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 696. The topic is mindset and the title is, You Are Responsible, Even If You Are Not to Blame. As I've progressed in business and just life in general, I've found that there is more and more complications when trying to blend my life with other people's lives. And this doesn't necessarily mean, direct relationships with like family and friends. It can also be with work friends, with other responsibilities. So just blending my goals with the responsibilities of having to run errands, you know, throughout the week when craziness comes up. Your car, you have to run to the DMV about something. You have to do, you know, this across town, that across town. Recently, one of my veneers that I have for my teeth popped off. So it had to deal with, you know, scheduling that. I have to, like, what do I miss in order to fit time in for that? And there's a lot of struggle we have when wanting to live our best life while navigating the demands that life puts on us. So all the things that happened to us, happens around us, all of that. In that craziness, what can happen is we feel that there are a lot of things pulling on us and we're not getting everything done that we would like to get done. In that process of feeling strained, feeling overwhelmed, feeling burdened, feeling like we're falling behind in our own goals, we tend to, as a general like species, we tend to make excuses. And if we, I'd like to use today's podcast to kind of get rid of that word or change our viewpoint on that word, is what we typically do is we say, I didn't get what I wanted to get done because of, you know, X or Y or Z. There's a reason. That's all we're looking at when we say those things, is it's a verbal acknowledgement, or maybe just in our head, but it's an acknowledgement of what we feel is in our way. So we're stating that we're aware of an obstacle. And that's really what an excuse is. It's just, I didn't get this done because of this. So we state what the obstacle was, what the challenge was, what the thing in our way was. Sometimes that's a person, sometimes that's a thing, sometimes it's, you know, everything in between. But that's really what I want to talk about today, is too often when we say that such and such person or such and such thing is preventing us from reaching our goal, we don't ever do anything past that. Meaning that once we acknowledge it and we say it, we don't ever address it. We don't put efforts towards changing it so it doesn't repeat itself day after day after day, and we continually miss our goals day after day after day. I believe one of the reasons why people don't put forth a next level of effort is because they have a distinctional challenge between understanding that they are responsible for change, even if they are not to blame for the situation. Often there is really no one to blame, it's just the facts of life. The facts of life is you will have two things that are good things run into each other. You'll have two things that are bad things that run into each other. It's just life runs into each other. So we have our goals of the day. Every single person we meet throughout the day, whether it's a spouse, family member, friend, you know, stranger at a gas station, whatever, every single person we meet has their goals for the day. We have our schedule, we have our priorities, we have what we plan to do. They have their schedule, their priorities, what they plan to do. Sometimes what we need involves them. It either involves them doing an action, or it involves them not doing an action. We either need them for our goals, or we need them out of our way for our goals. They need the same from us. Sometimes they'll need us to get involved. Sometimes they need us to get out of the way. That's going to happen. when those moments meet, when our to-dos run into someone else's to-dos, and someone doesn't get done what they wanted done, what we want to do in those moments is recognize it and accept responsibility to change it. Doesn't matter who is to blame. And just because you accept responsibility for change doesn't mean that you are accepting blame. It's simply the acknowledgement that if you change nothing, nothing will change. If you're aware of that obstacle being in the way, but you do nothing to ever move it out of the way, then nothing will change. That obstacle will come up over and over again. So if we blame someone else and say, well, I can't do this because of so-and-so, and then you do nothing, what are you really doing? In that moment, you're waiting for so-and-so to recognize their involvement in your situation and then change their life to address your situation. That's not going to happen. Okay? So, good luck to that. People have their own situations on the top of their mind. It doesn't mean we're all selfish, but we all are like self-focused first, if that makes sense. And somebody could say, I always think of others first and blah, 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 blah. Nah, whatever, bullshit. In the sense that you're thinking of them in your context, your eyes, your perspective. You can't possibly see it from their perspective. You can guess, you can estimate, you can figure out trends, you can get a feeling of what they're thinking, but you can't really see what they think. You can't know without a doubt exactly their thoughts. So if you are trying to put someone else first, you will do the best job of what you are aware of. But you may not be aware of everything. And that's okay. No one can. So the point isn't for us to try to be the best for someone else's life. It's to be our best and work with other people so they can also be their best. How do we work together towards collectively being our bests? That's really what we're looking for. So what I want to get across in this podcast is, if you are aware of the reasons why you don't get in what you want to get in every day, and again, this would be considered what an excuse is I didn't get this done because of this, meaning you're aware of what was an obstacle in your day. If that obstacle is repetitive, you must accept responsibility to produce change. And just because you accept responsibility does not mean that you are accepting blame. And as I've stated already, there often isn't even blame to be accepted. It's just life. That's the way it goes. So if I feel like every day I don't get breakfast in because I sleep late and there's never time for breakfast, there is a series of choices that are leading to that moment that lead to the feeling that I don't have time. We can think of a couple, not to go through it like this isn't an exhausted list, but are we going to bed on time the night before? Most people use shitty forms of self-care, such as television. They feel stressed from their day. They overeat, and they want to just veg out and stare at the TV. They haven't had me time. They haven't had personal time, time to decompress. So therefore, they spend it doing mindless activity like watching television. Since it's not a very restorative means of self-care, they have to invest hours into it. So they'll be on Netflix till 12, or 1 a.m. Of course, then, the next morning, they're going to be tired because they didn't get good sleep. Because they're tired, they're going to hit the snooze button. They're going to soak up every single minute that they can of sleep. before they would then wake up in a panicked rush to try to get out the door on time and only be moderately late to work. In that panic rush, they'll say, I don't have time for breakfast. A better way of stating it is, you didn't make time for breakfast. We didn't go to bed a little earlier. We didn't be more disciplined and wake up at the first alarm. We haven't put in our homework and effort to trying to find faster, easier ways of preparing breakfast. I've talked about this in some recent podcasts about a bagel sandwich. So I toast a bagel in the morning while the bagel's in the toaster. I grab out some prepackaged like lunch meat. When the toaster's done, I spray on some, put on some hot sauce, slap on the meat, smush the bagel together, walk out the door with the bagel in a napkin. It literally takes less than 2 minutes. I've timed it. And I can have a breakfast and eat that on the way to work. Having time for breakfast is a choice. You're not going to like that I'm saying this if you're currently missing breakfast because you feel like you don't have time. You feel comfortable staying in your current habits, even if the current habits aren't producing good results. We get comfortable in our laziness. That's us as human beings, every person on the planet. It's easier to do what's easy. It takes effort to do what's hard. It takes effort to do what causes change. It takes effort to do what we know is right. If you don't feel like you have time for breakfast, that is a choice that you are making. You will not find time. You will not be able to watch TV till it's too late, go to bed, hit the snooze alarm 400 times, wake up in a frantic hurry, and then all of a sudden, all of the clocks in the world stop for 5 minutes so you can get breakfast. Time will not find you. You must find it. The longer you say, I don't have time, and then don't do anything to make time. The longer you say, I don't have time, but then don't accept responsibility for making time. The longer you stay in that repetitive action, the more and more days that you will not be eating breakfast. The more and more days that you will miss your goal. Nothing will change if you don't change. Time will not find you. Well, I don't have time to work out. Bullshit. You haven't made time. Well, I don't have time to, you know, talk to my friends. Bullshit. You haven't made time. Part of it is just understanding of all of the things that you want to get done in a day. What are the highest priority ones? What is the amount of time that is even possible for me to have? And I might find that what I'm trying to accomplish can't be accomplished in a single day anyhow. So we're going day after day after day feeling like a failure when there's not even possible to get everything in that we want to get in. Without managing the projects, without figuring out the time investment, the energy investment, the resource investment, we may be overstacking our days. We're overplanning, therefore we always feel like we're falling behind. Is what you want to get done even possible? We've talked about this in past podcasts about how to kind of make more time, how to better organize days, and there are ways for us to become more efficient. But there also is a limit to that efficiency. There's also a limit of enjoyment to our days if we solely focus on efficiency rather than actually living our life. Now, time is something that people often blame. But so is other people. well, I don't have time for this because so-and-so needs me for this. Whether it's a spouse, whether it's, you know, children. Like, I don't have time to work out because, well, you know how it is when you have kids. Ah, bullshit. Well, I don't have time to work out and eat right. You know how it is when you get married. Bullshit. Bullshit. I have trained over 2,000 people in 18 years of being a personal trainer. I have helped people get on stage, accomplish every goal that they want. They can compete in whatever sport they want. And they've been married and have had kids. In no way whatsoever is being married and having kids a limitation to your best life. They actually should be in addition to your best life. And if you don't have the right mindset for that, that is an enormous issue that you must address. If you have a spouse, that means you have a teammate in life. You have somebody who should help you want to live your best life. If you communicate with them what your needs are, ask them to communicate with you what their needs are. You both agree to work together towards those needs. You'll find that you can actually accomplish more because there's two people working towards the goal rather than one. So I've had spouses who were married and had kids, and they would trade nights at the gym or nights working out in the home garage. So maybe the husband would work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Maybe the wife would work out Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. One would trade watching the kids while the other one trained, and vice versa. They became teammates. If you have a spouse who's selfish and doesn't want to be your teammate, I suggest you go to counseling. Try to figure out how to better that relationship. Be more communicative. Ask how you can help them. Make sure it's a 50-50 kind of process. Make sure you're giving for what you're asking. But at the end of the day, if we want something to change, a situation in our lives to change, we have to accept responsibility to produce that change, even if we're not the one to blame. And just because you do accept responsibility to produce change does not mean that you are accepting blame. A book I read about this that I liked was called Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. And I do a lot of audiobooks because I enjoy the just listening to them while I do other activities. So rather than sitting and reading, I have a hard time focusing when I sit and read. And the more and more people I talk to, they have the same issues or similar issues. So, the audiobooks are a great way to still get information in without feeling like you have to create more time in your day when you already feel stressed time-wise. You can listen to audiobooks while you cook, while you clean dishes, while you do laundry, while you fold laundry, while you clean. You can fit an auditory extra into your day, I promise. You're actually probably already doing that right now because you're listening to this podcast, so thank you. But Extreme Ownership is a really good book. I liked it because it brings home the point that if you accept responsibility for everything in your life, then you have control over changing it. Just because you accept a responsibility does not mean you accept blame. There is a huge difference there. But if you want things to change, you have to accept your role in the involvement of the process. So that way you have action that you can take to produce the change. If you're waiting for others, if you're waiting for life to change, it and they never will. You are not the center of the universe. You are not the center of their universe. If you want change, you must make it. Find ways to tighten up your schedule. Find ways to be more efficient. Find ways to reprioritize what you think your priorities are. Find ways to make change. Accept responsibility for creating the life that you want. and work the process to become your best. You are not alone in this. There are great books. So Extreme Ownership, like I said, is a really good book that I like. And some other ones that I found in regards to kind of prioritizing thoughts and organizing our daily efforts is one of my favorite books is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank. And you can fill in what the blank is. But it's by Mark Manson. It's a great book to talk about what should get your energy and attention, what's most important. And that is something that a lot of people end up making the mistake of, is they pay attention to what's urgent, not what's important. So The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank by Mark Manson is a great book to get a better feel for balancing that urgent versus important. So that is a really good one. There's a book by Mel Robbins called The 5-Second Rule, which is a great book to kind of fight against procrastination, like paralysis by analysis. There we go. So if you tend to overthink things and never actually follow through or never create action, The 5-Second Rule is a great book to kind of push you to try to make that change. I already mentioned Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, and his last name is Willink. And like we said, that's a really good book. And then there's a lot of other kind of types of ones depending on what your struggle is. But one of the books that I liked was, two of them, is Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And his last name is McKeown. And the book title is Essentialism. And one that pairs well with that is called The One Thing by Gary Keller. His last name is Keller. The One Thing by Gary Keller and Essentialism by Greg McKeown talk about the process of streamlining your priorities. How to focus in on what's essential to what your goals are and get rid of the fluff. I wish you the best of luck towards trying to achieve your best life. And these types of resources are available, these books. I've listened to all of those, by the way. I was actually reading them off my list. They're great books. They're wonderful. They have really good information. It's a great way to learn different perspectives of what our reality is. And by simply changing our perspective, we can change our idea of what is possible within our reality. If you would like any help besides those books, you can always reach out to us. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com, and there's an email function at the bottom. You can also email us directly at brutalirongym@gmail.com. So listen to those books. They are helpful. You can also reach out to us, and maybe I can give you a more pinpointed list or just kind of one book that would apply to your best situation, you know, your situation best. But you're not alone, and I just want to really try to drive home the point that if you are aware of what is a repetitive issue for you, accept responsibility to start working to change it. Don't worry about, you know, if I try starting to change it, you know, does that mean that I'm the one to blame? No, not at all. Just because you start trying to work against it, you know, working to change it, doesn't mean that you are the problem. The problem is the problem. The problem's there. So it's your job to change it, change the situation, or be more communicative with the person to change the person's habits. If you want something different from that person or that situation, you must make that difference. The longer you sit and wait, we all know this. The longer you sit and wait for something to change, the longer you sit and wait, and nothing changes. You are not the highest priority to anyone else. You are not the highest priority to life in general. Like I said, you are not the center of the universe. We all know this. We've heard that, and it's a kind of a comical joke, but we all know it's true. So stop waiting for the universe to change for you. Stop waiting for others to change for you. Be open in your communication with other people. Accept responsibility to address the issue. make some changes. That's the only way you'll get to a better life, is accepting the responsibility for this one. If you need any help, please, please, please reach out. I'm always, always, always happy to help. I sincerely appreciate everyone who listens to this podcast, and I want to make sure that your time invested here is not a waste. So if there's anything I can do to help, please, please, please let me know. Also, if there's anybody else you think could benefit from hearing this podcast specifically, or a podcast in general, the more people we can share this with, the better. And I do truly appreciate it if you do share the podcast, because it helps us just expand who we can get good information to and try to better the world around us. So please share the podcast with family and friends. Help them improve their lives. And as they improve their lives, your life will improve with your interactions with them. This podcast would be a great way to get them more aware of what their involvement in your life might be. So if you are having trouble with somebody and feeling like they are in the way of your best life, share this podcast. Raise their awareness to their responsibility to change their life. As they change their own, they may become more aware of how they can better be involved to help you change yours. So share the podcast, please, please, please. It really does help. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.